tape of you snoring from the Big Brother house.
Have you?
Yeah.
I thought you might. Well, is this once and for all? This is evidence that I do perhaps snore. I've never heard myself.
Never
obviously.
Heard yourself
well,
snore.
No, because you wouldn't, would you?
You do it well.
Yeah. Do you remember years and years ago?
Is this the Ibiza story?
No, this is the Mitch story. We went around to our friend Mitch's house to do some recording, and I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was you and Mitch.
Recorded you?
And he recorded me
snoring.
Yeah,
we did, yeah.
And I didn't believe it. I thought it was some wind-up.
No, we did it for a laugh.
Because it was like this. And I'm like, I don't snore like that.
I went and got my eyebrows waxed yesterday, and I fell asleep and snored.
Did you?
During it. How embarrassing.
I told you, I woke myself up on the train coming back from Dundee with a snore. Who's that? Oh, it's me. That's embarrassing. Hello. So, we have final proof of you snoring because we went into the bedroom. Carrie's asleep, Rachel's asleep, you're asleep. Dominic's dozing. And me, Alad, I went into the bedroom, heard you snoring, went and brought Alad and Jocelyn in to hear you. And Alad took his mic off and dangled it over your head to get the full quality of your snore. So you can hear you snoring and then us giggling like children in the background. So we'll play that later.
Brilliant.
When do you want to hear it?
I don't mind, whenever you think that, you know, the time is right. Are you going to save it for prime time?
I don't know.
Whatever you want.
I might play it. Shall I just play it now?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just play it now.
Dominic, when do you want to hear Dave snoring? Do you want to hear it now? Okay. All right, so here's the scene, and this is because a lot of people still don't realise what we did the other day. Monday night, we all went into the Big Brother house. It starts tomorrow night on Channel 4, and it's a bit of a PR exercise, just for a bit of a laugh. They invite us to go in Monday evening and stay Monday night, and then leave Tuesday and come straight here to do the show. So there's myself, Dave, Alad, Rachel, Jocelyn, Dominic and Carrie. And this is me, Alad and Jocelyn recording Dave asleep in the bedroom about 1 o'clock in the morning as he snores. So you've never heard yourself snore?
No.
Okay. This is very exciting.
It's a world first for me, this.
Yeah. Never ever heard yourself snore, but this is now, this is it. You ready? In all the years you've been
sounds
on planet
like a
Earth,
countdown.
Well, no, that's not it, obviously. Here we go. This is Dave snoring.
This is so childish. I can't sleep in there now.
Nope. There you go.
It's not actually as loud as I thought.
It is loud.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't sound that loud on there because it's something of a family trait, snoring, for me. My dad was a dreadful snorer, and like my uncle snores, and they snore louder than that, I think. That's quite loud.
I think it's fair to bring Dominic in at this point because Dominic was sleeping next to you, so you're saying that you don't think it's that loud. Dominic really will be the best judge as he was sitting next to you. Mm. A lying next to you. Not in the same bed, obviously.
This is so childish.
Me and Justo couldn't stop giggling at all.
I can't sleep in there now.
Come on, Dom, get in here. So Dave says it doesn't really sound that loud.
Dave?
Yeah.
I'm very fond of you and stuff.
It's the first time we slept together, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be the last as well. Because it's not the fact that it's loud, because it, on a scale of sort of 1 to 10 of loudness, you're about 6, 6.5. Mm. But for consistency, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
It didn't change the whole night.
And the speediness of how quickly you, A, get to sleep in the first place, and B, if you wake up, how quickly you go back again.
It's amazing.
Like, you'll wake up and go... What's going on? Okay. Roll over. Straight away.
It's incredible. Almost mid-sentence.
Well, this is so childish.
I told you about when I was on holiday recently and I was away and I had to share a twin room with my cousin Ross, and I woke up in the middle of the night to find him trying to move his mattress into the bathroom, claiming, I can't cope anymore.
I was tempted.
Yeah. Dominic sized up the bath to see if he could sleep in that because he thought it might be a lot easier. So there you go. So you're quite pleased with it.
It's better than I thought, Ed, so I'll take that.
All right, fair enough then.